Foreign films. World music. Performing arts. Ever notice how art and culture from other places can change your whole outlook? It's because films, books, music, and TV programs transmit their creators' values and identity. So you see the world from another perspective. That's the essence of cultural diversity. A campaign to ensure access to stories rooted in your own experience. In just 10 years, this movement has grown to put in place an international treaty. It's called the UNESCO Convention on the Diversity of Cultural Expressions. A lot of words to convey a very simple thought: the importance of diversity in cultural content. It says culture, the voice of a people, can't be reduced only to its commercial value, and asserts every country's right to support their domestic cultures. But why? Because left purely to market forces, a country like Canada is too small to ensure significant levels of Canadian books, music, films, or television programs are produced. Free market advocates downplay the importance of movies, TV programs, and other cultural content. They tell you it's just entertainment, a commodity to trade, like lumber, automobiles, and other manufactured goods. They believe cultural policies distort the level playing field. But do we have a level playing field? Let's look at movies. The average Hollywood feature costs $100 million US. 100 million. That single Hollywood feature is greater than the entire annual feature film budget of Canada's film agency, Telefilm Canada. This is no level playing field. No wonder 148 countries voted in favor of the UNESCO Convention. Why is this international treaty even necessary? Because for years, the right of countries to apply their cultural policies has been attacked. Canada was among the first. In 1997, 10 years into a free trade agreement with America, the World Trade Organization said Canada's policy to support its magazines was illegal. When Canada tried to replace the policy, the United States threatened retaliation. Since the 1990s, many countries have experienced the same pressure. The blockbuster strategy isn't confined to cinema. In 2002, five New York publishers sold 45% of the world's books. 72% of the world's music sales in 2005 were controlled by just four companies. The blockbuster model may seem to make good business sense, but culturally, the impact means an enormous reduction in diversity, which ultimately means less choice for everyone. However, given a choice, a real choice, people will choose a whole range of cultural content. Consider CanCon. Since the 1970s, regulations have required Canada's radio stations to play Canadian music. That allows artists to grow and develop and find audiences, first here and then internationally. Today, Canadian musicians punch far above their weight internationally. Now you can discover movies from Korea, novels from Latin America, and music from all over the world. Cultural policies, national content quotas, arts councils, funding programs, public broadcasters make this possible. That's why the convention is so important. In our globalized digital world, we're all on each other's borders. What an opportunity to share and experience each other's cultures like never before. With protection and promotion, all cultures can flourish and share. And we're all richer for it. The campaign for cultural diversity has just begun. Make it yours. This video was produced by the Canadian Coalition for Cultural Diversity. Find out more at culturaldiversity.ca.